This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The two-year-long special counsel investigation into possible connections between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia is over. And so begins the battle over making it public. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
With news that Attorney General William Barr has received special counsel Robert Mueller's report, there are renewed calls to
make that report public.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Congressman Ted Lieu, a Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, says they're still investigating alleged wrongdoing by the Trump campaign and the president himself.
Potential crimes, including obstruction of justice, witness tampering, abuse of power.
Political analyst Dr. Larry Sabato says he believes the attorney general will release what should be made public. And if something is withheld,
there can always be someone who leaks. There can always be a whistleblower.
President Trump continues to call the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There are indications the Justice Department may release the Mueller report's main findings sometime this weekend. More on that from AP's Eric Tucker.
The Attorney General indicated that he would consult with both the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Special Counsel Mueller about subsequent and future releases and what information from the original report can be made public going forward. All that Congress has received as we speak right now is the letter from the Attorney General indicating that he's received the report and then he'll be back in touch.
In Somalia, al-Shabaab terrorists set off two car bombs in Mogadishu. One of the targets was a building that housed a pair of government ministries. Among the five killed, the country's deputy labor minister. Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people were killed and 30 or more wounded in a pair of explosions at an agricultural show in Helmand Province. Witnesses had a small explosion inside a stadium tent was followed by another, apparently targeting people who were trying to escape. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed forces say they've liberated the final bit of Islamic State territory in Syria. The last ground under the group's control, the town of Baghouz, slipped away over the past few days. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden spoke about the fall of Baghouz.
And coalition officials said that the ISIS fighters were resorting to what they described as gruesome tactics and using even children as human shields as they defended their last bits of territory. And so there was concern that in addition to the fighters, there may have been some civilians, women and children, ISIS families, but non-combatants who were sticking with the fighters until the very bitter end.
The State Department official who oversees Syrian affairs is William Roebuck.
While we have completed the territorial defeat of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, we still have much work to do to achieve an enduring defeat of ISIS. We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
Syrian Democratic Forces commander Maslam Abdi, through a translator, left little room for doubt in his victory announcement.
We announce today the destruction of the so-called Islamic State organization and the end of its ground control in its last pocket in Baghouz region.
Aid agencies are working to deliver help to hundreds of thousands of African survivors of Cyclone Idai. The World Health Organization is voicing alarm over temporary housing conditions. Here is Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
In terms of cholera, in the past 6 years, there has been a cholera outbreak every year in Mozambique. So most recent one ended only in February 2018 with close to 2,000 cases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in Christchurch, New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last week were buried. The youngest victim was 3 years old. Earlier, in a park across from the Al Noor Mosque, where the worst of the attacks took place, there was a Muslim call to prayer. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern attended. The event was broadcast live on radio and TV. Today in Christchurch, there was a march for love. Australia is being hit by two powerful Category 4 cyclones. Cyclone Trevor, with winds of 250 kilometers an hour, made landfall on the country's remote northern coast. Cyclone Veronica was headed for Australia's western coast. Gene Randall, VOA News.